So, Larry, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to me this afternoon. First of all, if we start with perhaps a little bit of background information, because I believe you're not actually from Brittany.
No, I'm from France. I'm Parisian.
You're right. And Rosanna?
Oh, and Rosanna, she's Brazilian. We have two child. One child, she's 23 years old. Now she's student in Italy. And my second child, 6 years old. He lives with us, of course. So
right, okay.
He's great.
Just down the road. And so, I believe also that you have, your mother was Polish.
Yes, she is.
And your father was?
My father is French, and I have my mother Catholic, my father Jewish. So I have Russian Jewish part and Algerian Jewish also part, French part. And so a lot of mixed.
Yeah, very worldly, let's
yes.
say. It's very worldly. So when and why did you come to Corel and take over Valfresco, or La Valfresco?
Oh, so it's a big history, but first was COVID. I was in Paris. It's difficult on my job to find a nice job. Everything was complicated in Paris, you know, big city, the life very hard. And my sister say, Larry, come to my new home. So she she buy home on this time. So I go to meet her, and I was in love of this place. Of Corel, the lake, and everything.
She lives here, does she?
She lives in near Saint-Nicolas-du-Pelem.
Okay.
In Saint-Nicolas-du-Pelem. She deciding to change her life. So after that, I come to for 1 week holidays to meet her, and I say, wow, some beautiful place like that I never see. And then I looking for some place maybe I can provide, because I'm you know, I'm waiter. Usually, so I have progressed like a waiter and still director of restoration. Then I have second job also. I'm a concierge in a luxury hotel.
In Paris.
In Paris, yes. So that and that, I was born in Paris. So I make big breeze, and I say, okay, I need to do something here. I need to prove my job somewhere else. And I find the Valfrescos.
Fantastic, because I know, I remember it when it first opened, and so then it closed for a while, obviously. I think there was illness and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, of course, with COVID. So it was great when I heard that it had been taken over and opened up again. So you've obviously had previous hospitality and catering experience.
Yes, I worked usually, you know, the Lido de Paris. I was a waiter. I was a young waiter. I worked also in Tunbridge Wells in England in 2001 in the Hotel du Vin and Bistro. And then after 1 year's experience, they proposed me to do opening in Brighton. And I said, no, I want to be an actor. So I back to France, and I make two years school theater. But I'm back to like a waiter in Lido, and after I worked on many places. After I have worked, and they proposed waitering was too much for me on this time. And when I was 23 years old, they proposed me bellboy in Hotel Raphael. In Paris, 5 stars.
Oh, very smart, yes. Very, with a uniform. And
absolutely. I was bellboy, park. And then I worked during the night, and I meet the most important people in the world. And I learning like a concierge. So slowly I progress like a concierge on this job. And I was in Australia. I opened French pancake business. I back. My experience is too long to explain.
You obviously have been around, let's say.
Yes.
You've been around. When you came here, what was your initial plan, and has it changed? Because I remember then there was sort of various activities going on, you know, afternoon tea and a Sunday roast and quiz night.
My first activity is the room. The room, we have 5 rooms.
Chambre d'hôte.
Chambre d'hôte.
Right.
My wife, she provides very well. She was gouvernante in big palace in Paris, La Réserve. My wife, you know, she's Brazilian. I meet her in Brazil, and she learned this job. And when I come, the first things was only for the restaurant. But after I say, no, for Rosanna, we need to find something with rooms and with restoration. The rooms, so the Valfresco was, the activity of rooms was not famous, but was...
Was well known.
Yes. The restoration was completely...
Non-existent, I think.
Not existent, very private. Very private for not much people. And so my first idea is to do something for make a life of this place. But 2 years ago, with a lot of the wars, with everything much more expensive, the COVID, everything have changed. The people, I make a sport on the TV. The people watch sport on a house. They don't go out now.
Well, that was with COVID. People became very used to not going out.
Absolutely.
And it became less of a routine thing to do.
Absolutely.
And it's been a difficult, I know, for many businesses to attract.
Exactly.
People out.
And you know, you told me we learn every time. When I come here, I think I will open and I'm professional. Everybody, he's from Paris. No, it's not like that. The true things, I need to be very small and just looking how the people want or how the people mind. So I have changed maybe 5 times my ID, but it's no problem because it's all my way. But so now, I have changed my ID now. I have concentrated to make burger, flammenkoesh. Only one thing I don't have changed. Practically, not everything, but practically is local or handmade. It's what I want. Okay, I can buy everything, surgery, or everything can be cheaper to do like that, but no, I prefer to buy more expensive the meat, but it's local. I prefer to ask the boulangerie, the bakery, to make my bread. Of course, it's more expensive because it's not bigger. It's local.
But so then they appreciate you then making business with them. I think if you're getting your bread locally rather than on a large scale.
Of course, they appreciate, but if the local appreciate that, for the moment, I'm not sure. But I need the time.
Yes.
I need the time.
Little by little, it's little baby little, steps.
Yes, exactly, step by step.
Step by step.
Yes.
And I do notice, as I'm sitting here, you've got a dartboard, and I'm sure that attracts people who, well, particularly English people, like their darts.
Yes, exactly.
And, so it's little things, I think, like that, and it's... I can see there is a very good ambiance here, very good.
It is. I remember my first years I come here, so 1.5 years ago, last summer, I asked all the artisans local.
Right.
Last years, every week, they make me, every Friday night, a market on my garden. So they come, I've tried to move something from the local, but... It's difficult. It's like that.
I can very certain that once we get the word out, Larry, that it will then... This is the thing, is people are used to going to a certain place.
Yes.
And we have to now make them try somewhere else.
Exactly.
And something that's being offered that is slightly different. So you've got your chambre d'hôte up and running. You're doing your snacks, your flammenkoesh and burgers and things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you any other plans?
If I have any other plans, oh, I have 1,000 plans, but the reality, it's a time. Yeah. It's a time and possibility and money, of course. The first plan, I try to improve my building because energy is much more expensive. So the plan ecological, I would like to put more. I would like to make more special night, like a disco night or karaoke night. Or last week was a rock group. Two people, artists, make a big night. My plan is the people need to know this place. That's the first place. The communication is that difficult. The communication, because first the people know to know where I am and who I am. That's the most important. After the plan, I have 1,000 plans. Really, I am multitasking. Polyvalent. I would like to make big on my garden, mariage and everything, but. Yeah. For make that, I need to have a new kitchen, but that go too quickly on my head.
I'm sure, as I said, we'll put the word out there.
Exactly.
And verbally as well, because I heard about you from Sue over the road.
Yes.
And, so then you get, as you say in English again, we spread by word of mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I wish you and Rosanna and all the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And I will certainly be back now. I know you're open because there were times when I would pass and it never seemed to be open here.
Yeah, but no, it's open and I want the people look you and know we make some radio together. No,
exactly.
I don't know if everybody understands me, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.